Court. Good evening, everybody. It's really exciting to share Torah with you. Always excited to meet up on Wednesday nights. And this evening, we will discuss a halacha related to Parshas Bo. So if you were to ask someone to give a halachic shir related to Parshas Bo, undoubtedly any mitzvah related to the holiday of Pesach would come up, you know, matzah, maror, things like that. Certainly tefillin is a good option. And there's a tremendous amount of machshava that comes out of Parshas Bo with Emunah. Certainly the Ramban makes a tremendous comment in the very end of the Parsha about Hashkacha Pratis. And everything is a miracle and everything that happens in the world really from Hashem, etc. But regarding Halacha, so that we also get the very first mitzvah, arguably at least, in the Torah, which is to sanctify the new month, right? We know it as Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh kind of goes a little bit underrated. You know, growing up, there's like a donut in school. Anyone grow up with a donut on Rosh Chodesh? Is that around before the 90s? I don't know when that minhag started. So Alvin and Robert were gypped in their yeshiva education. Baruch Hashem, they still made it out on top. That being said, you know, as a growing up, if I were to think Rosh Chodesh, there was like an excuse to let the 8th grade boys like run around and have some chagit, you know, miss a little bit of shir. That was like one of the things that took place on Rosh Chodesh. Similarly, there were donuts.
He really must be enjoying that donut.
Right. Oh, yeah, I think I'm unmuted now. Everyone here?
Did we lose him?
No, I'm back. What's going on? We're good. Yeah, you know the usual good times.
A donut. Maybe it's dinner.
Every week.
Anyway.
Okay. You look like you're look a little different, Sam.
You know, after all that I went through about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, it's almost 2 years, I figured a new look.
New life. Right. Yeah, why not?
We are back. All right, sorry, everybody, about the internet glitch. You know, Janusz being in Poland and all, you know, anything could go wrong at any moment. I think we're still getting rocked by the internet. What is the deal?
Free?
Doing good.
We are.
Sounds like a private conversation here.
Okay. We are back.
This is
recording. So Rosh Chodesh has always been a little bit underrated, and it's important to point out that it's a mitzvah. So hopefully this evening we'll learn a very famous Torah of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, and also walk away with a little bit of the halacha of Rosh Chodesh, perhaps, and have a greater appreciation for what we do on Shabbos Mevarchim, right? The Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, where the Gabbai, you know, Adam, who's with me live, you know, announces the Molad, things like that. And we'll try to connect that to something that Rav Soloveitchik said many years ago at the first Yahrzeit Shiur he ever gave for his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal. And this Torah has been recorded many, many times in printing, at least since the Rav gave it the first time ever. So let's start with the Parsha, then we'll branch out into the Rambam, the Ramban, and the halachic sources, okay? So what does the Torah say in this Parsha? The Torah says, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe El Aaron Be'eretz Mitzrayim Le'mor. So God speaks to Moshe and Aaron, saying, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. So this month is for you, Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashana. So this month, namely Nisan, is the first month of the year. Okay. So now the word Hazeh is unique. What does it mean? This month. So Rashi says, Her'eru Levana B'Chidusha. So Hashem actually showed Moshe what the new moon looks like. The Amar Laman, Hashem told Moshe, Kishehayareach mitchadesh yehelecha rosh chodesh. Every time the moon looks like this, and there's a new moon in the month, so that means there's going to be a rosh chodesh. Okay, so very, very, very nice. There's a concept on the books known as rosh chodesh, and it's a biblical commandment. The Rambam says one of the 613 mitzvahs, namely mitzvahs asei kufnun gimel, is that we're commanded Hishet Sivana Lekadesh Chodashim. All right, so it's one of the 613 mitzvos is to sanctify the new month, to have a calendar. And again, there's actually the Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not we calculate this is one mitzvah or multiple mitzvahs, meaning you can argue that there's one mitzvah to count maybe the holidays in particular, or there's one mitzvah to count the months, or maybe a different mitzvah to count the years. I forget exactly what the different Rishonim say, but the Rambam says that all of these different ideas of calculating the year are all under this one mitzvah, namely to sanctify the new month. And that's this week's Parsha. Very, very, very nice. Okay, So the issue is where the Rambam then has a chiddush here. It's from the Mechilta, the Midrash. The Rambam did not make it up. It is from Chazal. But what does the Rambam say? Aval mitzvah zu lo ya'aseh ota le'olam ele beis din hagadol levad. There's only one halachic body that can accomplish this mitzvah, and that is what we know as the Sanhedrin, Hagadol, right? That large beis din that sits at the Lishkas Hagazis, known, right? We know that there is a regular beis din of three judges, and then you have the ultimate beis din of how many judges? What's the highest number of judges on the beis din Hagadol? So we know that in Sefer Bamidbar, Moshe is asked to gather the 70 Zekanim, and you have a beis din of 23 in the middle. So ultimately, the beis din Hagadol, right, the largest beis din, so they in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who get to declare the new month. And by the way, it says the Rambam, since we no longer have that nowadays, v'lachein batal ha-re'iya etzleinu hayom me'eder beis din Hagadol, k'moshe batal ha-korbanos. So says the Rambam, this mitzvah can no longer be accomplished. In the same way that we no longer have the beis din Mikdash, and therefore we do not have korbanos, so we no longer have the beis din Hagadol, right? That beautiful beis din of 71 brilliant men in Yerushalayim. So since we don't have that concept, we no longer have the mitzvah midoraisa of sanctifying the new month. So granted, it's still Rosh Chodesh, but we can no longer fill the formal mitzvah of declaring the new month, which makes sense, right? Remember what they used to do in the times of the Gemara, right? They'd go to the mountaintops and they'd light the fire to alert the neighboring towns about Rosh Chodesh, and they would spread the word. Okay, very nice. So says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah midoraisa that is no longer able to be applied nowadays, right? Seemingly a very logical, innocuous Rambam, right? No one has a problem with such a Rambam. There are many mitzvahs that don't apply nowadays. But the Ramban thinks that the Rambam is wrong. So the Ramban has a commentary on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah. So here in the Hasagos of this mitzvah, Saseh Kufnin Gimel, the Ramban points out that this simply is not historically accurate. Why? Because the Beis Din Hagadol did not go away with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In fact, they actually moved away from the Lishkas Hagazis before we got kicked out. Adam, what'd you say?
40 years.
Yeah, 40 years. Excellent. So Dr. Karp, a highly, highly religious man. So Dr. Karp points out that there were actually 40 years where the Beis Din Hagadol was serving, yet they were not seated in their normal place in Yerushalayim. So, and what did they do during that time? They did declare the new month. So says the Ramban. Oh, very good. Very good. So Dr. Karp is pointing out live in Shomrei Torah right now that Beis Din clearly continued to function as Beis Din well after they were relocated out of Yerushalayim. So argues the Ramban, I don't understand. How can the Rambam say that this mitzvah is limited to the Beis Din Hagadol in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it doesn't apply? That's not true. It's just not true. That he said, hello, what about those 40 years? And he says, V'yaduahu bekama mekomos begemara shehayu osin kach adzman karav l'stimas ha-talmud. That we have documentation, historical accounts, that Beis Din still declared the new month almost until the completion of the Talmud. Yeah, Jerome's hand is up. Yes, Jerome Gans. Jerome? Oh, sorry, I can't hear Jerome. You're muted. I'm sorry, buddy.
I couldn't hear. Now I can hear you. Okay.
You cannot hear me.
Okay, now I can hear you. Okay,
so now I can hear you. Okay, we are now together. All right, Jerome, we are talking about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. As this week's parsha speaks about Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam says the Beis Din Hagadol can declare the new moon, and only in Yerushalayim. And ask the Ramban, that's just not true. It's not true. It's not true. And I want to thank Jerome. Jerome gave me a gift recently of the Sefer where the Rav's Torah is combined with his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's Torah. There's a beautiful little Sefer. And this is the first Yurtzeit share the Rav ever gave for his father, Rav Moshe. So Jerome, good job by you. If anyone also wants to give me free Sfarim, you could. You know.
Courtesy of my father.
Yeah, very good, very good. So actually, Bart, I'll tell you a nice little perk of being Rabbi Dr. Jay Goldman's son-in-law. So my father-in-law, Shlita, is a bucky and a real gava rabba, just a little bittel Torah, just to give my father-in-law a little bit of a shout-out. He publishes for Koren. He wrote the commentary on the Koren Vani Tfilah Siddur. So Rabbi Moon in Eretz Yisrael came out with a sefer on Hanukkah. Now, Rabbi Moon's svarim are dynamite. Not good. They're dynamite. They're like must-reads. His most famous sefer is on the Haggadah. He came out with Purim not long ago and Avelis. The Hanukkah one only came out in Eretz Yisrael. So I told my father-in-law that they didn't hit the shelves yet in America, but in time for Hanukkah this year, but it's clearly for sale in Israel. So my father-in-law works for Koren, so he reached out to Koren. He got a copy. Factories in America, even though it didn't hit the stores yet. So the two people in the country right now that have that sefer, I got it today from my father-in-law. So again, that doesn't detract from Jerome Gans's sefer of giving me Moshe, but let's just say I feel pretty cool right now having that sefer. And not that I'm going to necessarily learn it between now and however, I have a little bit of bragging rights. If anyone wants to just you know, I don't know, if, whatever. I have no point of that sort of saying that Baruch Hashem. Yeah, give everyone a bracha. They should have access to Sfarim throughout their lives. Okay, let's go on. Moving forward, so what's the idea? So the Ramban is puzzled by this Rambam. He's just genuinely bothered. He thinks the Rambam is wrong. It's just not true. Beis Din was always being Mekadesh the Chodesh well after they were out of there. So the Ramban concludes, and he says, Aval ha'inyan shu shalem mikol dupe i.e., it's abundantly clear. So, how many judges does it take to screw in a light bulb? How many light bulbs does it take to sanctify the new month? So, the Rambam would say 70, and they are 71, and the Ramban would say 3. Just 3. You don't need the basin in a gadol. You just need 3 judges, but they need to be mumchim. All right, meaning it's like called a mishnah. Says the Ramban, and don't overcomplicate it. Very nice, very nice. Okay, so the Rav obviously is a brisker, and Rav Soloveitcher comes along, and he wants to defend the Shitas Rambam, as briskers often do. So there's an agenda here. Let's try to make sense of the Rambam. Now the Rav comes up with a very, very beautiful idea, and I want to thank Baruch Hashem. I have a Mesorah on this shir. I first learned this under Rav Baruch Simon when I prepared a shir on Sanhedrin. This is all found in Masechah Sanhedrin because I gave shir on Sanhedrin in TABC. So to prepare my own Gemara shir, I listened to a shir of Simon gave, and he quoted the shtickle from the Rav. Rav Ganak, also in the Shi'ure HaRav Sefer on Masechah Sanhedrin, brings this shir down very, very clearly. That's what I have on the Marmakomos. And I heard a shir from Rav Shechter himself, really arguably the Talmud Muvok of Rav Soloveitchik. So I heard a shir from him as well on the topic. So there's a real clear Mesorah of Rav Soloveitcher on this Rambam. And the Rav develops the fact that there are two different roles of Beis Din. And what does the Rambam mean when he says that you need Beis Din HaGadol to declare the new moon? He doesn't mean that you need Beis Din HaGadol as those judges who are poskim. That's not what he means. He says, V'nira lefarish, the shiny din Sanhedrin Hagadola Khan. That's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam never meant to say that you need the classical Sanhedrin Hagadol. That's not pshat. Rather, there's a concept in addition to the Beis Din Hagadol serving as Beis Din, they serve another function known as Eladin Knesses Yisrael. And that's what you need to sanctify the new month. If you're the Beis Din Hagadol, says the Rav, the Sanhedrin Hagadola havi kishlucham umamale makomam shel klal Yisrael. The mitzvah is incumbent upon the Jewish community to sanctify the new month. However, who represents the Jewish community? That's the Beis Din Hagadol. And argues Rav Soloveitchik that you don't need the Beis Din Hagadol here in the classical sense as halachic decisors. Rather, you need a group of people who can best represent Bnei Yisrael, and those individuals are the judges that serve on the Beis Din Hagadol. So, the Rav brings a raya to this. What's the raya? If you look at the Rambam elsewhere, what does the Rambam say when it speaks about See if I lost anyone. So we apologize about the internet disruption. But again, it's a beautiful idea for Soloveitchik that in addition to serving as the like halachic decisors, the piskei, the poskim, the Beis Din HaGadol also represents the klal. And that's what you need when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Rav brings another raya where you see this concept, namely the Rambam in Hilchos Truma. What is the Rambam in Hilchos Truma? Eretz Yisrael ha'omer b'chom makom hi be'artos. So what is considered to be Eretz Yisrael? And you can annex, you can add lands onto Israel. Shekiv shen melech Yisrael o navi. So let's say a king, like Shlomo ha'melech, David ha'melech, would conquer lands beyond the borders of Israel. So they can add lands onto Israel. Or let's say a navi. And here's the key line, Midas Rov Yisrael. Adds the Rambam, as long as they do that with the consent, with the agreement of Rov Yisrael. Who's the Rambam referring to there? What does that mean? They need to take a vote? Do the Jewish people want to conquer this land or not? No, who's the Rambam talking about? He's talking about Beis Din HaGadol. But how is he referring to Beis Din HaGadol? He's talking about Beis Din HaGadol as being the opinion of the people. Meaning our people are represented by a body of leaders known as the Beis Din HaGadol. And says Rav Soloveitchik, Das Rov Yisrael, the Das Beis Din HaGadol, Be'emes Hainu Hach. They're the same thing. Das Beis Din HaGadol, Eino Chalos Din Bifnei Atzma B'dinei Kivush Rabin, Ela De Das Rov Klal Yisrael Misbatat, meaning the opinion and the needs of the people are expressed through the opinions of the leadership of the Jews. It's a very heavy line. And again, not to connect it to politics like last week, but in general...
Does that mean that they're elected?
Ah, very good, exactly. So I tried to preempt, obviously with current events, we're speaking about leadership and the people being represented or not being represented well. And let's just, keep it within Shomrei Torah for a second. Obviously, whenever you have a leadership of a shul, whether it's the board or the rabbinical leadership, you always want the people making decisions accurately representing and reflecting the opinions of the community. And what the
halakha... What a time to freeze.
Right in the middle of the set.
I'm not frozen. Who can hear me now?
Okay.
I know the internet's not tonight. I apologize. Hopefully, I'll speak to Marquis about it. The issue is that you obviously always want the leadership to represent the people. So the Rambam's arguing is that was actually the goal of Beis Din to represent the people. And now, can we better understand the Ramban's questions on the Rambam? I mean, what was the question of the Ramban? The Ramban said to the Rambam, how could the Beis Din HaGadol still sing by the new month?
Frozen.
Who's your friend, Jerome?
This is crazy, Adam. All right, we're back. We're back live from Shomrei Torah. This is a crazy internet. Thank you, Jerome, for that. So let's try to figure out how we can answer the questions on the Rambam now. Because, again, what was the Ramban's problem? How can Beis Din still be sanctifying the new month if they were no longer sitting in Yerushalayim? No. Even though they lost their authority to make minister Dinei Nefashos, they lost their authority as the poskim, but they didn't lose their status of the leaders of Klal. And what you need to be able to sanctify the new month is this aspect of what? Your ability to represent the people. So even though, yes, it's true that they left, but they always were able to best represent the needs and wants of the people. So that's what Soloveitchik answers for the Rambam, that Beis Din HaGadol always managed to serve as the leaders for the people. It's a very, very, very beautiful idea. And again, there's a lot to say about leadership and certainly rabbinical leadership. We should always have the community's best interests in mind. But that's how the Rav answers the Rambam. And now my question for everyone this evening is, so does that still apply nowadays? But what about nowadays? Remember how we started the shir? Is that according to the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvot, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh literally no longer applies, right? Because we don't have the base in Eretz Yisrael anymore. But argues of Soloveitchik again, no, that even nowadays, that we have a set fixed calendar, we actually still need something to represent the needs and wants of the community. And what is that? He says, that's the minhag. So ironically, argues the Rav, that what we do nowadays is still what has always taken place. Namely, we have an established Rosh Chodesh that is agreed upon by Klal Yisrael. And he says, Ela dehaskamas Klal Yisrael mitzdabat hayom ayde nihu ka Klal. So whereas in the previous years, many, many years ago, who represented Klal Yisrael, the Beis Tanagadol? But now who represents Klal Yisrael? It's the Minag Klal Yisrael. So the Rav beautifully says that we still have this concept nowadays of the people have the right to be represented, and the Minhag accomplishes that. By us having a set calendar that is agreed upon by practice, that means that the Jewish people still have a say, so to speak, in the decision, because they're agreeing to subscribe to the Minhag. Okay. So that's a beautiful background of Rav Soloveitchik. Namely, again, that Beis Din HaGadol represents the people, and there are two different roles of Beis Din. There is the halachic side of Beis Din, and there's also representing the people side of Beis Din. It's a beautiful idea. But what I want to do now is bridge it to a much more practical question. There's a famous practice we know that's called Shabbos Mevarachim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. What do? We bench Rosh Chodesh, right? We make a Hiratzon, and we say, you know, Misha Sinisim, we announce the Molad, and we say which day of the upcoming week Rosh Chodesh will fall out during. Very nice. That is not in the Gemara, yet it is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Magen Avraham says that should we stand or sit during Kiddush HaChodesh? Argues the Magen Avraham, the Shabbos Mavarchim thing, so we don't do it by Tishrei, some argue not to do it by the Chodesh Av, but whatever we do it, argues the Magen Avraham on a very halachic level, umimikom makom nahagu la'amod b'shas emiris Rosh Chodesh b'yom ploni dugmas kiddush hachodesh shahayimayim. So the Magen Avraham says that in the same way that we used to stand when we declared Rosh Chodesh in the Beis Hamikdash by the Lishkas Hagadah, so that was taking place standing, that's why we stand when we also do Kiddush HaChodesh in Shul, meaning we are replicating, we're simulating Kiddush HaChodesh every Shabbos Mevarchim. That's why we stand up. Oh, very nice, Magen Avraham, right? That in Shul, we are replicating, you know, we're mimicking what used to take place by Kiddush HaChodesh.
Beautiful. We're Aiden, is that it?
What?
We're all Aiden?
Oh, so excellent, Jerome. So Jerome says, what are you talking about, Mandelstam? What does that mean? And not only that, Rabbi Kiva Eger slams the Magen Avraham down, and he says, "Anochi lo yadati heichan matzino the kiddush hachodesh umar." Who is standing? The Adarabba. The Gemara says they used to sit. They used to sit. So who are we imitating?
The Shoftim would sit. The Edom would stand.
Oh, so the Edom stood, but who sat?
The Shoftim.
Ah, the Dayanim. So would you say, okay, very nice, Magen Avraham. You want to say that we're mimicking Kiddush HaChodesh, so therefore we stand. I mean, we're all Edom, so ask Jerome, we're all Edom. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on the Magen Avraham, they used to sit. So seemingly the Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, we're all like Dayanim, i.e. the Dayanim are the ones who actually were the ones who declared the month, right? Meaning they're the ones who decided it was the new month, right? Meaning the Edom would see the new moon and they would go to the Beis Din. The Beis Din would then declare the new month. So who actually declares the new month? It's the people who were sitting. So the Magen Avraham says that you should stand. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what are you talking about? We should sit. And believe it or not, this is addressed in the tshuva of Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha Feinstein says he's responding to Ephraim Greenblatt, the Rivavos Ephraim, famous posek from Memphis. There it is. And his son, Rav Nata Greenblatt. What? His nephew, sorry, thank you for the question. I always get confused. The Netta Gavriel and the Rivavos Ephraim. Those are the two Gaonim in the Greenblatt family. So Ramosha refers to this question about whether or not you should stand or sit during Kiddush HaChodesh as a very important question. I underline that. Vada hi kusha gedola. I would have maybe dismissed this as saying, why are the Magen Avraham and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger like getting so heated about it? Like, what's the big deal whether you sit or stand? Like, is it such a big deal? But it was interesting to me to see that Rav Moshe Feinstein took this question so seriously, and it was asked to him by Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, and Rav Moshe said, it's a very important question. Should we sit or stand? So Rav Moshe starts by saying, well, maybe just technically we stand because the Sefer Torah is up. Right? We always stand whenever the Sefer Torah is not in its place. So the minhag became that the person who declares the new month holds the Sefer Torah. So you could simply say that we stand up because the Sefer Torah is up. But he says, that's not what the Magen Avraham said. It's not what the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said that we stand in order to mimic Kiddush HaChodesh of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger's response to that is, but they sat down. So argues Rav Moshe Feinstein, buckle up. Robert, are you buckled or no? You buckled, Robert? Buckle up. Buckle up. Peter, you buckled?
Frozen.
Here's the Kiddush. Here it is. Says the Halakha of Rav Moshe. No, not now. Not now. We got up. We got up to the Kiddush and we froze. So what's the get ready for the Kiddush of Rav Moshe? Do you know why we stand according to Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe has an amazing response to this Shiloh. Rav Moshe says that Vahanachon, that what used to happen when they said the month, the Edim said, we saw the new moon, the Bishim would respond, Mekudesh, and the nation, all of the Jews who were present would respond, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And Moshe, Ubevadai Ha'am Shenimsa Sham B'makom Moshe V'Beisin Lo Yeshu Ela Amdu. The people were standing. So who are we mimicking? We're not mimicking the Edim. We're not mimicking the Beis Din. We are simulating the nation that witnessed the Kiddush HaChodesh. They would stand up and say, Mekudush, Mekudush. So Beis Din would say, Mekudush. And then the nation who was witnessing the event would say, Mekudush, Mekudush. That's what we're doing. And I thought that's exactly what Rav Soloveitchik was talking about. When we declare the new month, Beis Din is not an independent body, but rather they are functioning as the representatives of the nation. And that explains this halacha, that it's not enough for Beis Din just to say, oh yeah, it's a new month. You need Beis Din to say it's a new month, but then be agreed upon by the people. They respond, Mekudush, Mekudush. And that's what we're doing in shul. Every single month when the Gabbai announces it, the people feel like they have the right to agree to the Minhag Klal Yisrael. They are taking in the process because the whole mitzvah was always meant to include the people. We do it on Shabbos, we know, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, we do this on Shabbos when everyone's in shul. And I thought it's such a beautiful halacha where we always try to include the tzibur in looking forward to the new month. Right? It's certainly not a coincidence that dafka by this mitzvah do we feel the need to include tzibur. Because when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we know the whole idea is looking forward to a brighter future. And when you as an individual are optimistic, it's not as meaningful. But when the entire team can join together and look forward to a brighter future, that's so much more meaningful. And what a most appropriate message for Chodesh Shvat, Tav Shin, Pei Aleph, where as a tzibur, we're limping and we look forward to a brighter month. Those roots that are slowly taking root for Tu B'Shvat. And as a nation, we're saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh. The new month is here. We look forward to the spring. Even if we can't really feel it yet, we know it's starting at least beneath the surface. And even if we're getting disconnected on Zoom, and even if we're struggling, but the whole idea of looking forward to the new month needs to be agreed upon by the people. And it's enough just for the leaders to be optimistic, but the people also, they need to be optimistic, because the whole point of the leadership being optimistic is just to try to represent the people. And Be'ezras Hashem, not only individuals, but more and more of the tzibur will reunite for more and more months to come, Be'ezras Hashem, live, off Zoom, in the near future. All right, my friends, have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening and sticking through the tough times.